If I could have your attention, I'd like to welcome you to OmniPrep's Patent Bar Review 2007 Lecture Series. This lecture will cover those topics that have most often shown up on the Patent Bar exam in the last 12 months. The material for this lecture, as well as for a course in general, was compiled by our development staff, at least one of whom sits for the Patent Bar exam every month. So, for each chapter, I'll be able to tell you how important it is and roughly how many questions you can expect to see from it. Our exam post question bank contains the newest questions asked in the Patent Bar exam and should be thoroughly reviewed following the completion of this lecture. For your convenience, this lecture will be transcribed and edited so that it is available to you in written form as OmniPrep's MPEP mini review. If you have no background in patents or patent law, you should have read OmniPrep's MPEP basics outline before coming to this lecture. The material contained in this lecture is greatly expanded upon our MPEP summary, which contains all the sections of the MPEP that have been tested on the Patent Bar exam for the last 3 years. So for the sake of clarity, this lecture should be seen as only a part of our Patent Bar exam preparation. The full four-step OmniPrep study process goes something like this. Read the MPEP basics overview, listen to this lecture carefully, and review the related mini-review outline and exam post question bank. Read our MPEP summary and take each of the accompanying chapter exams. And finally, take each of our 8 full-length exams using our searchable electronic MPEP to practice your lookups. Once you have completed this process, we can pretty much guarantee that you will pass the Patent Bar exam, or we'll refund 100% of your tuition. Now, before I begin the MPEP lecture, I want to go over some basic points that will really help you pass the exam. How the exam is developed, how the exam questions are devised, how to move through the exam as efficiently as possible, and what to watch out for on the exam. In other words, how to spot and avoid the basic exam tricks that the PTO likes to throw at those taking the exam.